Michigan, the greatest state in America, of course. In the middle of Forgotten America, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show, and here are three big things you need to know. Gold prices have paused, but the bulls remain strong on Wall Street, at least for now. It may be because China blinked, but will it come soon enough for American farmers to weather the storms of uncertainty? That's the question. The investigations continue into the shootings in El Paso and Dayton, Ohio. What triggered these two men to go on these killing sprees? And number one, Governor Whitmer pursuing her push for extreme risk gun bills, better known as red flag laws, as she says it's time to take up such legislation. But will the Republicans take up the idea? Some Republicans at the federal level say yes. Some Republicans at the federal level say yes. Senator John Thune of South Dakota being one of those. But after the shootings in Dayton and El Paso, Representative Bob Wittenberg of Huntington Woods, a Democrat, fielded another round of media calls for about his legislation that would allow courts to temporarily take guns away from somebody posing an extreme risk in Michigan. It's a pressing concern, he says, part of this in an M Live article. I don't ever want to get to the point where something happens in Michigan and after the fact we say, well, we could have done this, we could have done that. His proposal would let immediate family members, current and former spouses, that's the part that bothers me. Former spouses or partners who could have an axe to grind. That one has to be looked at a lot closer for me. Roommates, law enforcement could also ask a judge for an order to temporarily take possession of a person's firearms, prevent them from buying new ones. What do you think of this legislation? I know that a lot of gun owners and defenders of the Second Amendment don't like it a bit because they believe it's a slippery slope into the oblivion of government intervention and taking your guns away, which, by the way, Joe Biden said he would be happy to do when it comes to assault weapons. I'm a gun owner. Ivy's a gun owner. We have concealed carry permits because we believe it's the smart thing to do. And I think Ivy's probably the most responsible gun owner I know. You know, she always follows the rules, does as she's told, listened in class. She's done that her whole life. And look, here she is now.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Ivy.
Yes, so, I do tend to be very cautious and be a very big rule follower in regards to gun safety and concealed carry and whatnot. But yeah, red flag laws. I think it's a slippery slope because, you know, does it become weaponized against just good people? And is there a concern for that?
That would be the question, certainly. By the way, since these shootings over the weekend, there's been a big spike in people sending in applications all over this country to find out about concealed carry permits and so forth. And as we know, the biggest sections of America that are looking into carrying guns, women and minorities.
Absolutely. I mean, in that situation, the only hope that you can have is to fight back and not be a victim of such a tragedy. I mean, there's just, what can you do there in that moment? The only thing that you could do is if you have a gun on you, you can try to save yourself and save others around you by fighting back.
You know, one of the things that I say, you know, you're 5 foot three. If your hair is tall, you're 5 foot three. And, you know, and a woman, obviously. So against a larger aggressor, a man, 6 foot, 6 foot two, whatever it may be, you might be the only way to defend yourself is with a firearm for personal defense. That's true of my daughter, who's 5 foot nothing. She's 30 years old and lives in Georgia, has a CPL.
Well, it's the one thing that makes me equal to everyone else. If I was to be attacked, you know, oftentimes I take runs. I conceal carry when I run because you just never know. There are bad people in this world. And so it's just, in my opinion, I have that to protect myself. I remember a story when I was a kid. My mom was a manager at a big apartment complex.
Sure.
And I was I don't even recall how old I was, but I walked around the corner and there was a gentleman with a gun to my mom's head. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, she's going to die. And then ever since that time, I was never afraid of the gun. I was afraid of the person who was committing this crime, who then robbed the apartment complex, tried to get money out of the safe and things like that.
And away they went.
And away they went. But I will always remember that in that.
The gun wasn't the problem.
No. And that, you know, had my mom had a gun with her, she could have been protecting herself and tried to get out of that situation. Or me, obviously I was a child at the time, but I would never allow that to happen and going forward.
No, I understand that. No, I mean, you know, our kids that are old enough to have the responsibility, understand how firearms operate and how to use them. If there was somebody that came to our house and broke in, they would know how to defend us. Here's from Ed in Ypsilanti, and this is the thing that I find odd because I've gotten some notes like this today, and I'll just say it, Ed. I don't understand this. Ed from Ypsilanti writes, I trust that if President Trump does something to enable red flag laws, that he will be primaried. And I would say why, because if Donald Trump is primaried or Donald Trump doesn't win in 2020, red flag laws will be the least of your concern.
Exactly.
Red flag laws will be the very least of your concern because Joe Biden will be coming after your guns and they won't just stop at AR-15s.
Yeah, I mean, he said that in the soundbite you have this morning regarding, you know, absolutely we're going to take your assault rifles. We're going to come get them. We're going to knock on your door and get them out of your home.
Yeah, in fact, let's play that for the folks. Let's go to soundbite number 8, Nathan. Soundbite number 8, Democrat frontrunner Joe Biden on confiscation. Go.
Does anybody think it made any sense that someone's able to walk into a gun store, buy an assault weapon that has multiple rounds, or buy an assault weapon that has 100 rounds, even though it may not, you can't point to the fact that it, in fact, had stopped it before. Do you want more of them on the street? Do we want to do that?
So to gun owners out there who say, well, a Biden administration means they're going to come for my guns.
Bingo. You're right if you have an assault weapon. The fact of the matter is they should be illegal, period. Look, the Second Amendment doesn't say you can't.
So stop. Here's the point. Here's the point. And that is, semi-automatic rifles and semi-automatic shotguns are prevalent. And the fact of the matter is, rifles account for less than 400 homicides in America annually. It's about 1% or less of the total number of people that are shot with firearms in America. Of course, 65% are suicides, the suicide rate up dramatically over the last 10, 20 years. But rifles, including AR-15s, are involved with almost no shooting. So the next step then, of course, would be, well, we've got to get rid of handguns. We've got to get rid of semi-automatic shotguns. We've got to get rid of semi-automatic hunting rifles. It's not just assault weapons. It's the beginning.
Yeah, I think there's like two schools of thought. You know, one is having gun control, and the other one is, well, we need to be concerned more about mental illness. And the fact of the matter is, I think it's a lot bigger than that. I think in terms of mental illness part, I think it's people are disconnected. And they just don't have any sanctity for life. These people don't.
That's right. The value of human life has been wearing away and giving less and less year after year. Anyhow, good conversation, Ivy. Thank you for being here. It's the 7th of August. We're going to take a break, a deep cleansing breath with Ron Rademacher, and go for a walk in the backwoods after this. Need a new approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV Energy Boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, plus IV vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatment. Buy a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at WYCOFFwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Opioid addiction can affect anyone, any neighborhood, any day.
It happened to me.
I'm recovering.
I lost my son.
One in four patients on long-term painkiller therapy struggles with addiction. But together, we can stop the cycle and end this deadly epidemic. Learn more at michigan.gov/stopoverdoses. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.